Well, she bit me actually a couple weeks ago, huh? I just didn't get my hand out of the way quick enough when I was feeding, and you're gonna fall off the table. It's the part. Yeah, there you go. I won't let her fall. I'll catch her. But anyway, this is a South American species. When she bit me when I was feeding her a month or so ago, she just nicked one of my fingers, and they just bleed a lot. They have an anticoagulant in their saliva, and so it just, for a small mammal getting bitten by a snake this size, they would bleed out pretty quick. And the venom, I was bitten by her when she was a baby. It bled a lot. I probably did more damage squeezing my finger trying to get, you know, it doesn't work, trying to get the venom out. But what it, on the upside, what it did do is I was just starting to get the beginning stages of arthritis in the joints in my fingers. It's gone.
That is really bizarre.
So do we have any volunteers with arthritis?
Yeah. does it stand up like a cobra at all?
She will a little bit, and their hood, you know, there's no cobras in South America. And she is not, she doesn't, you know, hood like that kind of a hood. She comes up a little bit, but her body is more on an angle. And when she does hood, see, when they're babies and they're not used to being handled, they hood all the time. Once they get used to being handled, it pretty much stops. When she hoods, it can be this wide at the top, but it goes down to about here.
Watch your foot.
Okay. It is a South American snake. They do climb in trees, and occasionally they do fall. So that's not really a baby having her taken.
She's fast, it looks like.
They are pretty fast. They are a diurnal hunter. A lot of snakes are nighttime hunters. She is a daytime hunter, and she will go after prey during the day, and using sight as much as scent. I'm going to stick her down on the floor and see if I can get her to hood up a little bit. What's that?
What's your normal prey?
Anything littler than they are that doesn't eat them first.
Oh.
They're not picky. They'll eat fish, they'll eat frogs, they'll eat birds, they'll eat bats, they'll eat rodents.
Whatever they
can. Smaller false water cobras.
Oh, they'll eat their own, huh?
Yeah, a lot of reptiles are like that.
A few insurance agents, too.
A lot of reptiles are like that.
It's not a bad thing. It's just a lot of reptiles are like that. Yeah, she's not going to hood up.
You're not going to fool her, huh?
What's that?
You're not going to fool her, huh?
No.
She's going lunch right now.
A little bit. And she's only about half grown. She'll get quite a bit bigger than she is now. They spend a lot of time on the ground. They're not as arboreal as some of the other snakes. But they do climb a little bit. They'll go up and nest raid. Nothing like a nest full of baby birds.
do they eat eggs by any chance?
I don't believe they do, but I'm not going to say that they don't because I don't know. But they're not specialists like the African egg-eating snake is.
Yeah, I think there's some adaptations in its GI tract, pierced the eggshell.
Yeah, they've got some spines in their neck, probably attached to their ribs or the backbone, the vertebra, mm-hmm. which they constrict the neck, and it pokes holes in an egg.
And then they regurgitate the egg.
Yeah, they'll spit out the eggshell and keep the contents inside. These also, you know, I told you about them hooding. They do this slight hood. They do not strike when they hood like a cobra would.
Does she rear up or does she coil like a rattlesnake?
When she's going to bite something, what she'll do is she will just go after it. You know, it's not like she's going to coil back in, you know, where the rattlesnakes will recoil their body in that S shape so that they can strike out.
Straighten out.
Yeah, she doesn't do that. What she'll do is she will just chase after something if she's going to eat it. The only time the two times I've been nailed by her, it was both feeding accidents. It wasn't her being aggressive. It's like she's not going to sit there and all of a sudden attack you. She won't do that.
Promise?
I'm pretty sure. I think.
So it just didn't get your finger out all the time.
It didn't say that in the manual, in the false water cobra manual that came with her.
Defective.
Of course, my tortoise didn't read the book about climbing stairs either.
Going up or down?
Either. Mostly up. He does up better. That's Kilele, the cat.
He's protesting his unjust imprisonment.
Yes.
Free Kilele.
Does his tone ever change? Is it just that one note?
Pretty much just that one. Oh, we started to hood there a little bit.
I'm extremely annoyed.
Ah.
What's up? Nifty.
A boa. It could be wrapped around my neck and be a boa tie.
Well, she is getting fat around the head.
Oh, she's trying to reach a little bit. Doesn't she have a beautiful belly, though?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hey. Oh, she's going for the jugular. Oh, not in the shirt, not in the shirt. It's chilly. She's a little less up.
Well, she's just going for the warmth.
Yes, she is. Oh, she's coming out. She goes, oh, no, I didn't want to be in there. Sometimes the more you try to take them out, the more they feel they need to be in. So where did the fennec go? I saw her. No, 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 the girl. She was here a while ago. I saw her come around the corner and then she...
Kitsune 25, she'll probably be here later.
She mysteriously disappeared.
She draws pictures of that fennec here.
Some.
Man, the bosses look like that. The bosses look like that.
Hey, Maddie. No choking. No choking.
Okay.
Don't you lick your lips and look at the sea.
I love to see his ears all the way up. Come on. Okay.
I got a cookie.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
When he was little, we would take him to schools and we could get a howl fest going. And the kids would start howling and then he'd start howling and then the kids would be quiet and he'd keep going. He doesn't do that. Now that he's an adult and you try a howl fest, then he thinks, okay, this is a pack of wolves and I'm not part of their pack. I'm dead. So he just like...
Can you whine at him and induce whines that eventually become...
No, he'll just whine back. Oh.
She's barking over here.
I suppose he tries to look as small as possible, being surrounded by a hostile pack.
Yeah. The timid one.
Pokey, you've never seen this one before, huh? You've never worked at the same time.
Oh.
Ooh,
oh my.